You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Honourable Minister. As regards child labour, I'm happy to inform that steady progress has been made in the government's quest to combat and eliminate child labour as per the action programme, which was developed in 2011. The Ministry of Labour and Social Welfare produced a report on the Technical Cooperation Programme on elimination of child labour in the country. The action plan was developed for 5 government line ministries to cooperate to eliminate child labour. These include Minister of Labour, Social Welfare, Education, Gender Equality, Child Welfare and Safety and Security. The Directorate of Labour Inspectors in the Ministry of Labour conducts periodic inspections to farm and other places of employment to identify cases of child labour. During these sessions, compliance orders are issued. Arrests are made of those who do not adhere to compliance orders. The Labour Act No. 11 of 2007 has statutory provisions in place to regulate child labour. The Child Care and Protection Act was passed in Parliament during the second parliamentary sitting in 2015 and will be implemented once the regulations are passed. As concerns the age of criminal responsibility of children, Namibia recognises the need to raise the age of criminal responsibility of children in line with international standards. To this effect, consultations are ongoing with relevant stakeholders to address this concern. In order to supplement measures currently in place on the juvenile justice system, the government has drafted the Child Justice Bill to this effect. The bill will provide for the minimum age of criminal capacity for children in compliance with international standards, to delineate the powers and responsibilities of members of the Namibian police and child workers in relation to children, to provide for detention of children and their release from detention, to entrench the notion of restorative justice, to incorporate diversion of cases from formal court procedures as a central feature of the process, to establish assessment of children and a preliminary inquiry as compulsory procedures in the process, to create special rules for a child justice court, to provide for legal representation for children, to extend the sentencing options available in respect of children, to establish review procedures and to create monitoring mechanisms to ensure the effective operation of the Act. I thank you.